السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful morning of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa siha. Allah Ta'ala grant you al-afiyat and accept the khidmat of deen. And Allah Ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar from strength to strength. And may both the radio stations, inshallah, deliver the amanat of Islam to the worldwide listeners. May Allah Ta'ala accept Mufti Sahab. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful supplications and du'as. And jazakallahu khairan to our brothers Junaid Khan and brother Zakariya. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the most blessed day of the week, Sayyidul Ayyam. And it is the 11th of Safar 1446. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 37, Surah As-Saffat, and verses number 54 to 57. Now that one person who was in Jannah and Paradise and will always remain in Paradise, so he was asking, I had a good friend, a bosom buddy, a very close friend. So I wonder where he is. So qala hal antum muttali'un, chapter 37, verse 54. Qala hal antum muttali'un, do you want to know where he is? And let's see now, let us peep from Jannah into Jahannam, from Paradise into Hell. So Almighty Allah will give them that permission, and then they will see where his close friend is currently. Qala hal antum muttali'un, then when they peep, فَالطَّلَعَ, when he peeps there, فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ, he will see that is right in the midst of Jahannam, in the inferno and in the hellfire, eternal doom and gloom, because he rejected the life after death, he rejected paradise, he rejected hell. These are all the articles of faith a person, a Muslim, has to believe in. So some Muslims will wonder, but the day of justice, remember, has not occurred. So how can all these things already happen and so forth? So if you study about Qiyamah and the aftermath, you will find majority of the time it is mentioned in the past tense to tell us that definitely all these things will still happen. But Almighty Allah mentions it in the past tense, so we must have absolutely no doubt. Inna sa'ata atiyatu la rayba fiha, verily the day of justice will still come, and there must be absolutely no doubt, not one iota of doubt. How Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the beginning of Surah Baqarah chapter 2, La rayba fi, dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi. This Quran Sharif, this noble glorious Quran, 114 chapters and 6,236 verses, 540 ruku and sections, La rayba fi, there must be absolutely no doubt in it at all. So that is the true Muslim here. Qal, so he, the person who will be destined to go to Jannah and Paradise, will say, Tallahi, I take an oath by Almighty Allah. When we study the Arabic language and literature, and we find various words to take qasam, wallahi, tallahi, billahi, so all this was well known among the Arabs. Tallahi, an oath by Almighty Allah. In kitta laturdin, laturdini. It was very, very near that you, friend, what you should have done, laturdini, laturdin, we stop. So it means you should have taken me also to hell with you, and it should be destruction for me. Therefore, we need to be extremely careful who we take as our friends. Be friendly with people, but have a very small circle of friends. Why? It must not happen tomorrow on the day of justice. We will be like that person who will say, Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Whoa, why did I not take certain person as a friend, and I took all these other people, shaitans, as my friend. Chapter number 25, Surah Furqan, verse number 28, and this is right in the beginning of the 19th Supara, the 19th Jews. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili, a person will normally follow the habits and the customs of his friend. He doesn't want to upset him, offend him. If he offends Allah, breaks the law of Allah, breaks the law of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they don't bother. Majority of people today, Muslim and non-Muslim, but they must not offend people. So this is the disaster, the recipe for disaster. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So if you were on the verge of destroying me as well and making me land up in Jahannam and the hellfire, walawla ni'matu rabbi, had it not been the mercy, the bounty, the grace of Almighty Allah upon me, so the bounty of Almighty Allah, my sustainer, nourisher upon me, lakuntu minal muhdareen, then I should also be the one presented there in the hellfire in Jahannam, Allah forbid. Therefore we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, unanimously believe, when a person enters into Jannah and Paradise, then it is only exclusively the grace and the fadl and the mercy, the rahmah of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when a person enters into Jahannam, he is a saint and mature person, male, female, but they belong to any ism besides Islam, and now he or she is dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire. It is adlam min Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go now. 11th Safar, 1446. The time now is 5:23 a.m. here in South Africa. And we will present to you the news, views, interviews, nationally, globally, internationally. Oh, you Muslims and non-Muslims who are seeking the truth, write down this name. I'll be using it every day. Every day we try and make more and more research. When you study the encyclopedias, when you study the atlases of the past, of centuries ago, you will find Gaza. Gaza was called Ghazzatu Hashim. Ghazzatu Hashim. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, father Abdullah, grandfather Abdul Muttalib, great grandfather Hashim, and that is how it was written also in the old atlases and so forth. So therefore we're going to call it Ghazzatu Hashim now. He's buried there as well, and he never ever worshipped any idol or anybody. So he was on the true deen and the true religion of Islam. And therefore, when the Muslims came to that part of the world, they built the masjid in that place where he was buried and so forth and so on, to keep his name alive. And we will try and keep his name alive and the name of Palestine alive, the name of Gaza alive, Gaza to Hashim. Today, Friday, day number 315. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Jutlas, O Jutlis, O Zionists, O Haramis. The settlers ran amok. You can't call them settlers. In the words of Gideon Levy, these are subhumans. They are terrorists. They are murderers. They are haramis. And the only way you deal with them is one settler, one bullet. Every one of them, you shoot them dead. That is the only ilaj and cure for them. So they came with so many of them, 40, 50 of them or more. And they came to a village. All farmers, all villagers, no arms, nothing, and they murdered a Palestinian, injured so many of them, burned their homes, burned their vehicles. This is the most moral country in the world, according to Israel's ambassador to United Nations, you haramis. You can see how Allah is punishing you, how Allah is disgracing you. Even Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, had to condemn the attack of last night. Even his right-wing ministers, all murderers and crooks and war criminals, had to condemn it. The harami White House, Biden and Harris and all these haramis and morons and Trump and a whole lot of them, even they feel ashamed of what is happening. Their illegitimate child is showing its true colors. The only way you will get world peace, the whole state of Israel has to be dismantled, and every settler, if he wants to stay there, we put a bullet through him. If he's a threat to us, if he's not a threat to us, then we will disarm him and we will tell him, you stay here according to our laws. Otherwise, one settler, one bullet. That is the settler. So remember, a shame and disgrace for the Jews worldwide. Where are you, South African Zionist Federation? Where are you, Board of Deputies? Will you condemn the terrorism? They don't use the word terrorism for Jews. That is reserved for Muslims. But the world can see that the biggest war criminals and terrorists today on this earth and the past 77 years are the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Israelis. Even America had to condemn it. Can you believe that? Let's come to the Siamese twin, and that is Britain. Britain is the illegitimate child. So Britain started this whole mess there in Palestine, and then it was carried through by America, and both of them haramis, and both of them war criminals. You remember Bush and Blair, the illegitimate children, what they did in Iraq, we will never ever forget. We will never forgive. Let me be clear on that issue. You murdered deliberately 500,000 children, the Jutli Harami Jews rotting in hell. Madeleine Albright said, yes, murder them, kill them, it's worth it. That is your American diplomacy, your human rights and so forth. What the hell are my brothers still doing there in Gitmo and Guantanamo Bay? What are my sister doing there in the Dr. Siddiq, Afia Siddiqui? Your attorney General Ramsey says she's totally innocent. She was shot 3 times. This is your America. This is your Hollywood, your circus that goes on. So come to Britain and see, in the 70s, during the HIV pandemic, epidemic, whatever you want to call it, plandemic and scamdemic, that's what I call it. So they gave contaminated blood and what have you to the patients. The biggest scandal in medical history in Britain. And now they will have to pay £3 million and more to 30,000 people who are still living and impacted negatively with that. And the payment will start at the end of this year. This is your white man. This is your white woman. Majority of them racist and elitist, and they just want control. And they want to control you. They will tell you HIV. Then they will tell you COVID. Now they will tell you Mpox. They don't tell us what M means. It means monkeys. They want to make us monkeys and donkeys. Now they say, no, it's not confined to Africa. Now it reached Sweden. China came on and said, anybody enters into China, so they will be vetting and testing and so forth. You know China had that Wuhan experience and so forth. So another vaccine scandal. I hope our Maulvis and crooked sheikhs and imams, behind whom Salat is not permissible, when they closed our masajid and mosque and so forth and went to court, first first time in the history of humankind, Maulvis, sheikhs, imams went to court to close a masjid. Shame on you. Disgrace on you. Therefore, we call you munafiqeen and hypocrites. 100%. So that is what you are Islamically. That stain will remain lifelong. And we must write on your grave the people who closed the masjid. So we started with America, Israel, Britain. Let's come to the another one. They want to make regime change. Let's go to Venezuela. So now they are pushing the opposition. Maduro is the president, the incumbent. And now they're saying Gonzalez must take over. Because remember, this Maduro, he is a student of Hugo Chavez. We like Hugo Chavez. We like Maduro. His government is recognized, remember, by China, by Russia, by South Africa, and many other countries, but not recognized by Israel or America and their harami clique, you must remember. So they say, no, there must be regime change. They're begging Maduro, we will give you this incentive, we will give you this incentive, and we will not punish you and arrest you, and there must be transition to democracy. But there was democracy. How you stole the vote in so many countries. So now in Pakistan, who stole the vote? That whom wrote the change there? So America told the army what to do and politicians. So what's wrong if he did it there? You started all this nonsense. So we need to know. You Muslims, therefore I tell you clearly, Man shakka fi kufrihi fa huwa kafirun. If you got doubt regarding MBS, inna lillahi wa inna rajiun, something a thought also, never mind it happening, the thought also of it will not come in a Muslim person's mind. And you Salafi scholars for dollars, shaitans and haramis collecting haram money. So from the Saudi regime, MBS is building in Makkah, the biggest cinema in the world. Quran Kareem states, remember Surah 22, verse number 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. In Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings, when you just make intention of deviation, oppression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will unleash for him a painful punishment, a horrible, terrible punishment. We make dua, still, MBS, MBZ, this haram is murtad, ghaddar, khabis, awlad of Iblis and Shaitan, they are the satanic children. Remember, they come to their senses. They think by bootlicking Israel, the Jutla, the haramis and super terrorists and America will give them honor. They're the most disgraced people. Can you believe? Let's see what the madkhalis, those who defend the Saudi regime, what the Salafis and the puppets of Saudi Arabia have to say now. Is a kafir regime this? All you Salafis, speak today Jummah time and say Saudi Arabia is a kafir regime. Have you got no shame? Life is very, very short. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Tomorrow on Day of Justice, you will be questioned regarding all the bounties. Nothing stops you. I'm telling you, MBS is a murtad, and whoever agrees with him is a murtad. He can be the greatest scholar on earth. If you agree with him, you're a murtad guy in an mankan. That is the truth. Official figures coming from Hamas and them, more than 40,000 people martyred, murdered by the Israeli terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. More than 17,000 children, I say more than 200,000 people martyred, murdered. More than 100,000, you must remember, injured till now already under the rubble and so forth and so on. Who's counting there? So children in attacked by insects at night. Remember that now they are in tents, makeshift tents and so forth. Israel humiliated, disgraced globally. No America, no Britain, no Europe can help them. New York Times, they said the New York Times, there is no way for Israel to destroy Hamas, meaning they can never defeat Hamas, and they will have to come and realize that, you see that. So BB, this is in the Haaretz newspaper, BB Netanyahu, the harami war criminal, is losing the pro-Israeli Americans as well. So the Jutlas are terrorizing the farmers there in the West Bank, thing, and I spoke about that. So innocent civilians, and you go there and you tell me you are a democracy and a moral country. You are khabisul khabisul khabis. You are not only Hitler's children, you are Satan's children. Barclays to withdraw from the Israeli bond auction. See? Even the financial institutions, you did downgraded few days ago. Your Harami Ben Gwe, the super terrorist murderer, he enters Masjidul Aqsa and expect peace. You must put a bullet through him. Anybody puts a bullet through him will get much reward. So Pakistanis arrest 3 former spies. So all this, there's something cooking. Now they're going after the previous army guys and so forth, because they, maybe they spoke about a coup, or maybe they're speaking about a coup against the current leadership. So they want to now eliminate them, marginalize them. You need to understand these things here. Russian fuel supplies to Africa is booming, and now it has reached record heights. How America is burning, how NATO is burning, and how Biden is burning. He can't even control his bowels, the harami. He has to wear 3344 underpants, the harami. Israeli human shield is a war crime. So this is in your Haaretz newspaper. They took the Palestinians, put them there in the tunnels, and blindfolded them. So the Haaretz newspapers say, to use human beings as human shields, and therefore Palestinians to be used by Israel, is a war crime. Serbia says, we will never ever impose sanctions on Russia. Both are khabis. I support Putin only on this, that is giving America, Ukraine a good hiding. If they cover 1 mile, 1 kilo, 5 kilos, they make it a big deal. Putin is playing games with them. Come nearer, 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 and then we will blow you all up, insha'Allahul Aziz. Fruit prices, vegetable prices, are going beyond the normal Israeli jutlas, you understand, pocket. They can't even buy fruits now and vegetable. It's so expensive. Everything is going pear-shaped sour for Israel, and wherever they travel, they will be caught. All remember war criminals guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, and rightly so. And we in South Africa, yesterday on my status, I sent out how South Africa is sending coal to Israel. So where's our politicians of the ANC? Where's our politicians of EFF and so forth, and MK and all? So we must put a stop to it. Remember that we took them to the ICJ. Bangladesh supporters now of the new government are beating up Hasina's people and so forth. That will be a natural thing. You put my brother in jail, you murder my sister, you murder my daughter, you murder this one, that one. So what do you really expect? If the Palestinians come into power and catch a jutla and give him good hiding, so what you expect? It's a natural thing, remember that. So we can't condemn that. Climate activists halt traffic at 4 German airports. Are you like that? So the planes can't move because the climate activists are very busy. So Iman Khalif, she is the boxing champion, you see. We got nothing to do with boxing and all haram, all that. Whether it's a Muslim male or female or whatever, it's all haram. But I'm giving it to you as a news item. So Iman Khalif has now sued Elon Musk, born in South Africa. Made money under apartheid. Remember that? Well done. You must sue them whenever you get a chance to sue the jutlas and to sue those who are pro-jutlas. We must go 100% for that. We must never be scared and apologetic about this. We agree with you, Iman Khalif. Sue them millions and billions. Now let's come to our beloved country. The circus continues. We have the clowns in power. You see now. So yesterday, 12 o'clock, there was a big media briefing. Floyd Shawambu, do you know who he is? You have the EFF. EFF, the commander-in-chief. And president is him, Julius Malema. And deputy president till yesterday was Floyd Shawambu. So he steps down. And what he does? Then he goes and joins the MK. Story time. I've been to Robben Island thrice, right inside, to go and visit and so forth, post-apartheid, you know. Apartheid time, they would not allow us, obviously. So the first time I went, I was crying, actually. What these whiteys, burkis did, you understand? Terrible things, gruesome things, remember. They need to be named and shamed and exposed also. So apartheid was a crime against humanity. We all experienced it. I experienced it how many times? I was born in a location in Heidelberg, Gauteng, Transvaal. They would say, hey, yo, kuli, khana di kuli dorp too. That word still ring in my ears. So you see, when I went there to Robben Island, so I love to ask questions. So I asked them that, now, who was where like? So the one guy told me, one of the guys, he said, you know, from all the prisoners, there was a person, Jacob Zuma. And Jacob Zuma was the master chess player. So they used to have some leisure time, free time, so they used to play chess. So he was the master there in Robben Island. So Julius, let us be fair now, right? So you must remember that he, JZ, Jacob Zuma, he checkmated you, right? He got your deputy president, Floyd, and said, Floyd, you're wasting your time there, man. See, the numbers of the EFF are going down, spiraling downwards. And the numbers of MK are shining. Why don't you join our team? Floyd says, right, we with you. So he, Zuma, you hate him, you like him, whatever it is. I never met him. If I meet him for Putin, I will just make two conditions. I meet you, I don't want no press there, nothing, and no cameras, nothing. And I just want to speak to you about Islam and make you Sulman, make you a Muslim. So checkmate, that is what the JZ did to Julius. A terrible own goal, Julius. Your Floyd left you. So many other guys of your team are leaving you. Something is not right there. The other guy, ANC is a bunch of clowns, right? Makashule, he was the former secretary of ANC. He was running the Free State. And if you go there and look at the Muslims who benefited, all crooked deals became millionaires. Just go to that. We need to name them and shame them as well. So anyway, the former PA, so she was brought from there, from United States, extradited and so forth and so, Chotile or what, you know, the names are so difficult. So anyway, she's granted bail of 2,500 and so forth. Now one guy is there in Kruger Park. Now the people want a good view of the lions and that. So this driver, he bumped a lion. Now that's a terrible crime in Kruger Park, you must remember. So now they had investigation. They said, don't blame me. Blame these other guys who are blocking the roads. They want this view, they want that view. So I didn't see the lion, so that's how I bumped the lion. Lucky the lion didn't eat you up, my brother. So, and then the last one. You see, I tell you about Haman's Kraal. So in Haman's Kraal, there's the Pretoria is called Chuani. There's the new name, Chuani. So you must speak with Tajweed there. So Chuani, they scrape all the Haman's Kraal water debts. They said, you had enough drama there. We gave you contaminated water, polluted water. So all the debts are scrapped. And that's our South Africa. And the big circus with the comedians goes on. But anyway, we love our country because we can speak the truth without fear and favor. Today is Friday, mashallah. 8:30 to 9, Mufti Aku will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan today between 8:30 and 9. Inshallah, at 11:25 South African time, we will link up with Makkah Mukarrama. Today is Sheikh Yasir Ad-Dawsari, that he reads very well, I must tell you that. He was the imam and that, then they fired him, then they brought him back. So he will just praise the king and the murtad MBS, murtad bin Shaitan, and give another lullaby khutbah. So they won't speak nothing about Palestine or so forth and so on. If they make dua also, ghanimat here. So let's see what he has to say, and then inshallah we will translate it and make dua. Inshallah, today first time I'll be going there. That is Rawdatul Islam Masjid, and that is mashallah in that Roosevelt Park in what they call this place now, Amarantia. So remember, so my nieces are there also, so I'll go for a nice chow there for Akni and all that there by my nieces, inshallah. So anyway, and then I'll be there for the lecture. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, direct from the masjid. Tuhfatul Islam Masjid, insha'Allahul Aziz. And then on Sunday also, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our beloved teacher, will be there for a majlis. Majlis should start at around 7 o'clock, 5-10 minutes this way, that way. So this week, Sunday, we got the double header for you there, Rawdatul Islam Masjid, insha'Allah. And remember that tomorrow will continue as normal. And on Monday, Ma Salim Kareem, Junaid Mota, Brother Zakaria, that Adhan will go at 5:05 from Monday onwards, 5:05 Adhan, because times are getting earlier, we're going towards spring and then summer. So all might Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. Wa Salim, we have 16 minutes left, inshaAllah, to 6 o'clock. Oh, but now we can't say that. I'm 5 to 6, I must finish up, so we got 12 minutes left, so let's fire up, inshaAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Muhtisab, my niece was in India. Her husband died while she was in India. So does her iddat start once she gets home? Or what is the masla?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Arba'ata Ashhurin wa Ashra. So Allah Ta'ala grant the marhum Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. We make dua for all Muslims, whether we know them or not. The best dua supplication to make is Surah 14, verse 41. It's all inclusive, comprehensive. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqum. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. And this is Surah 2, that for the iddat, that for the dua is Surah 14, verse 41. For the iddat, sister, you want to know, Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 234. So easy reference, chapter 2, verse 234. Remember, your iddat starts not when you come home, from the time your husband passed away in Bombay, Delhi, or wherever, Lucknow, or wherever he passed away. From the time he passed away, so all that will contribute to the 130 days. You reached home after 1 week, after 10 days, and so forth, whatever it is. So all those days are part of the iddah. So that is how you must count 130 days. In those 130 days, you can't wear new clothes, you can't be wearing jewelry, you can't be applying henna, mendi, and you can't be going around here and there shopping and so forth. You must stay in the house, make dua for the deceased. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and all the marhumin and shuhada. Allah grant you, oh sister, and grant your children, the Biri family, Sabre Jameel. Our duas are with you.
Of Kitab, a pregnant woman went to the doctor for a routine checkup. She was approximately 10 weeks pregnant. The doctor examined and confirmed that there is no heartbeat. Should they induce the abortion or let nature take its course?
Whenever the doctors or the quacks, they say you must go for abortion as a Muslimah, for you to listen to the doctor, gynecologist, specialist, is absolutely haram. Remember, abortion in Islam is murder. And Arizona, whatever the state's name is, there in America, I told you in yesterday's news that they are the ones, only yesterday they passed the verdict, the unborn fetus will be treated as a human being. Islam passed this law more than 1400 years ago. Abortion, totally haram. Let the doctors tell you. Didn't they tell you about COVID? Didn't they tell you about all that now monkey business? So monkey pox, they make as donkeys or what? So don't be a fool. Yesterday a person told me, I regret I didn't listen to you. My wife is so sick now because she took the COVID jab and so forth. Absolutely haram. Sister, read what I'm telling you now. Put your trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious children, normal children. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. Read chapter 3, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant me such offspring and children that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'u dua. Verily, O Allah, you are the one who listens to the dua. read the dua of the pious people. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us as spouses and children and progeny that the coolness of the eyes. Read istighfar abundantly, you my sister, brother, husband, wife, and inshallah Allah will bless you with good pious children. Wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen, chapter 71 verses 11, 12 and so forth of the noble Quran, and give our charity daily, and speak to me after 6 months inshallah, and then we will see what happens. You don't believe these doctors and all of them, 99% Muslim, non-Muslim, just want to make money. The first question they ask you, you got medical aid? That's all they're interested in. And they will milk you and make you a milking cow. That's their job. That is the sad truth.
Mufti Saab, if tattoos are permissible in Islam,
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us when Satan, Lucifer, Azazil, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, Surah 4, verse 119. So he took various oaths. One oath he said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, I will command them, these human beings, they must join me in Jahannam. So what must they do? فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, they must change the creation of all Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So remember, that's absolutely haram. Transgender, born Eve becomes Steve, born Steve become Eve. All this homosexuality, lesbian, all absolutely haram, punishable by death in Islam. So regarding tattoos and so forth and so on, the Quran Sharif states, chapter 59 verse number 7, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, commanded you to do, you must accept it and practice on it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever he prohibited you from, you must abstain from it. Go to Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith kitab by Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj. So he comes from Iran, Nisapur. Nisapur is in Iran. So nevertheless, rahimah, he mentions the authentic hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la'anna Allahu al-washima wal-mustawshima, the people who do the tattooing, they are cursed by Almighty Allah, and the person who is tattooed, he is also cursed by Almighty Allah. When Islam wants to solve a problem, it doesn't go to the fruit, to the top, give everybody a condom. It goes to the root, and you must root it out and totally remove it from society. So absolutely haram in Islam. If a non-Muslim embraces Islam and he has tattoos and so forth, so if he can remove it, he must remove it. If he can't remove it, then wear such clothes that cover it as much as possible, especially when you're in the public, when you're in the mosque and so forth and so on, in the masjid. And remember, beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for forgiveness. So in no way in Islam will tattooing be permissible, whether it's on the front side or on the back side. Everywhere nowadays, they just tattoo themselves.
Mufti Saab, I recently escaped a hijacking, kidnapping attempt. Shukr to Allah, I escaped unharmed. Besides the normal traveling du'as, what else can we read to keep safe?
Our South Africa is the crime capital of the world. Go see murder, go see rape, go see gender violence, go see gay business. Cape Town, Israel are the gay capitals of the world. So my brother, sister, whoever is traveling, remember, read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam taught his children when they were departing, oh my beloved sons, read chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. While he, Allah alone, is the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that abundantly. When you leave, now I'm going to leave, right? I'll read my sunnats and go. So I read loudly. Why? So whoever is nearby here, they must hear. بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله حديث ترمذي شريف بسم الله in the name of Almighty Allah توكلت على الله I place my trust only solely exclusively on Allah we can have security we can have alarm systems we can have CCTV we can't rely on that absolutely that are sabab-e zahiri superficial means our real trust must be on Allah Jalla Wala alone Then Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah is kanjun min kunuzil jannah, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah and Mishkat Sharif. And no one can take us towards goodness except Allah. No one can prevent us from vices and sin except Allah. Read this whenever you emerge from your home, four things will happen. And this hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, hudita, you'll be given guidance, wawuqita, and you'll be derived from divine assistance will come, you'll be protected, wakufita, and your needs for the day will be taken care of, watanaha anhu shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, and all his cronies, comrades, all will run away, so practice on it whenever you leave your home, and daily give out charity, and inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless us. Read abundant Durood Sharif Salawat today, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation. Read Surah Kahf. Go to the Masajid early, you the man, and make special dua for Gaza. Ghazza to Hashim, and special dua, remember for the Palestinians, Allah decimate and destroy the entire apartheid regime, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue, and you Maulvis and Sheikhs, speak the truth in your Jummah khutbah, say MBS is a pakka murtad harami khabis, building sanama right there in Makkah Mukarrama, what a shame and disgrace for this ummah, may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Majidul Aqsa and all our masajid throughout the world. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.